drown yourself out there, Phil.
All the voices are me.
We couldn't hear that.
Anyway, this is Margaret Gray.
This is General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Mr. Henry.
Well, that was very, very,
So it was good.
Yeah, it was good. We want to get into the show. You haven't been on here for a while, so we wanted to make sure we didn't screw around.
Now you're home sooner because we've had people calling.
Yeah, okay.
What does that mean? Yeah, okay. Phil, we've had an awful lot of people saying, what, is Phil dogging it? Is he...
Yeah.
Some things that I don't want to mention.
Well, we're talking about the pooch.
I said I didn't want to mention them. Are you so stupid, Bud, that you don't understand what don't mention them means?
Didn't mention them.
You said...
Well, I said screw the pooch and put it to the duck.
Hey.
I'm gonna kill you. Boy, we haven't been back 5 seconds.
What do you mean people are calling up and saying I'm screwing the pooch?
Well, a lot of people are wondering if you're taking extended vacations, this and that. I tried to tell them, I tried to explain to them, but they wouldn't listen. You know.
What is it all about? Are you trying to talk somebody out of lynching me or something? I was gone for 3 days.
What do you mean by lynch? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but sir, that's a very highly charged word.
What is up with everybody anyway?
Just want to make sure we haven't been on for a long time. Want to make sure we get into the week and everything.
Don't pick your... What are you doing with the finger in the nose?
Well, my nose itches a little bit.
Yeah, but you had the finger halfway up.
Sorry. We want to make sure that... What do you mean finger halfway up?
Well, just tell me what it is you're talking about.
Just make sure that you're here.
Of course I'm here. Memorial Day was yesterday. I had the thing... Oh, I know what screwed you up. The thing for Maria.
Well, you didn't do the BSP chat... And it had a great many people wondering, what in the name of everything Holden is he? What is he doing?
We made an everything Holden.
What is that?
You said, what in the name of everything Holden?
I said, what in the name of Holden?
Yeah, like William Holden.
What in the name of everything holy is what I said. It is what they... is.
It's what they were saying.
Yes, it's what they were saying.
All right, well, what happened was, we didn't have the chat on Friday night. We had it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, that's not the same thing. That's, you know, the BSP chat is specifically for the Backstage Pass subscribers, the Phil Henry Show.
I know that.
Whoa. I'm not done yet. Let me finish. Now I've got to begin again. The BSP chat is specifically for the subscribers of the Phil Henry Show website.
Yeah?
The BSP, yeah, so it's very special.
That's it, yeah, it's very special.
And people were asking, well, where is he? What's he doing now?
Where were you talking to these people?
I was taking phone calls. I was doing the best I could, but the phone call was ringing off the hook.
What do you mean the phone call?
The phone was ringing off the hook.
What phone was ringing off the hook?
My special phone line that I have to the BSPs.
You got a special line and everything?
Yes, I do. And I may give the number out, and I may not. I may give the number out tonight, and I may not. I may give the number out tomorrow night.
And you may not.
Yes. What are you looking at me like I'm some... Why are you looking at me like I'm something that used to live underground, and now is...
It just sounds weird.
It does sound weird. You have a phone number.
Yes, I do, and I talked to some of the BSPs. The phone was ringing off the hook. I was answering emails with one hand, answering the phone with the other.
But at the other hand?
With the other hand? What do you mean, the other hand? That would mean I'd have three hits.
Hey, come on now. Break it up, will you?
Phil Henry Show. Well, that was it. So we had...
What was this dinner?
It was a dinner to honor Maria because she graduated from Pepperdine.
Well, that's two dinners you've had. For God's sake, how many... This woman, what is she going to be? Is it like the Chinese New Year? The whole thing has been going on for a week?
No, man. It was like two separate friends of hers had dinners. There was one party that we went to the last weekend and this past weekend... Was the
What do you mean last weekend, past weekend?
The weekend before this past one.
All right, Phil. Jesus, H.
The weekend before this one was a cocktail party. This past Friday night was a dinner. It was great, too. We had a blast. And, boy, this girl, she deserves it, I'll tell you. You know, Maria's now, she's on a walker. I think I told the audience yesterday.
Well, that was the other thing. You did a Phil only. Now, a lot of people, yeah, have said they want to hear that. But some people think you're dogging it. Like you're using that as an excuse... To just go ahead and do it to the dog, you know, to lay on your back, just like a dog.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
I do it because people said they like it. I'll stop doing it if they don't.
No, people like it. They like it. But they don't want to get the sense that you're using it so that you can just sit back and kick back and sit on your ass, you know?
Yeah, they want to know you're going to be working.
Oh, well, okay, man. I'll try and make it sound like I'm working harder.
Don't start getting smart-ass about it.
Hey, look it, guys. I've heard your complaints, and,
We're not complaining, Sam. We're just... You know,
we're giving you feedback.
All right, you're giving me feedback.
No, feedbag.
Right. It's a feedback.
Thanks a lot for the joke. No, that's exactly what it is. We're giving you the feedback. We're strapping the feedback on you so that you will eat of the situation and information that we have that we've shoved into the bit. Forget it.
Yeah, you'll never understand.
You're right about that. I'll never understand. So we had this dinner, and it was a lot of fun, and that's why we had the Facebook Live. Did you see any of the Facebook Live?
So you did do a chat.
It was on Facebook Live is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I didn't see that. I mean, I didn't know about that.
Well, what is that?
Facebook Live is a thing you can do on Facebook, for crying out loud. Yeah, I was on for an hour, and I was talking, and there were a lot of BSPs over there, but I did it from this country club. I thought maybe you'd do.
Oh, that's right. You were at North Ranch. Oh, okay.
What's North Ranch?
Well, it's a place you'll never get into, Bud, but it's a very, very, I would say it's a very classy, I think it is an understated but extremely classy, and a lot of people, very moneyed people. So, you're hanging out at North Ranch,
Yeah.
Well, what about it?
I don't know, she sounded big shot, so I...
You're hanging out at North Ranch.
Yeah, she's hanging out at North Ranch.
Well, what do you know about it?
I had dinner there, and...
What do you mean, what do I know about it?
Well, you're acting like, hey, yeah.
Well, what do you know about it?
I know, don't worry.
We had dinner.
Go ahead.
We had a few drinks. We took pictures. I think I actually put a few up on online. And if I didn't, I will. I apologize.
Well, get to it, Phil.
Yeah, you know,
Phil, I'm sorry. I don't mean to ride you like this, but let's go. Let's get it.
Come on, Phil. Let's do some traffic. Let's go. What do we got on the show tonight?
So you guys are really happy to be back, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, just sitting around, especially when you're a made-up voice. You don't know what to do.
Ted Bell tonight. And we're going to be talking about the championship fight. Maybe that's why you're amped up.
I'm very amped up for the bar fight championship. It's coming up Friday night at 6 o'clock on this very netcast airway, whatever the hell you call this. I will be taking on Pastor William Renning for the bar fight championship.
Now, this is very much I don't think a lot of people expected this, Margaret.
Well, I don't think that people expected that Pastor Renning would get past whoever the hell it was. Who did he beat? Was it... It was Ted Bell, right?
Yeah, it was Ted Bell, as a matter of fact.
That pretty funny picture Dr. Rockstein put up.
Yeah, Dr. Rockstein, one of our followers on Twitter, put up a picture that's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. It was a picture of you basically knocking Bell out.
Well,
not you. I mean, who was it?
What do you mean, me?
Who? It was Renick, right?
Yes, Pastor Renick.
Basically showing Pastor Renick knocking Ted Bell out. Oh, my God, it was funny. I mean, he hit him with a jab. And or it might have been, no, I think it was a jab, and it was like just right on the button, and you see Bell paralyzed, and he's just standing still, ready to crumple with the sweat flying off his head. So it was a hell of a knockout punch. And so coming up on and this is going to take place at Ted Bell's warehouse.
Yes, it'll be downtown at the, I forget the name of it, I think it was the Waverly Warehouse. It's some sort of a supply house. And they'll set up a fake bar there, and we'll tear it down. You know, we'll throw chairs, and we'll have a bar fight.
Now, Margaret, you know, this is going to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah? What about it?
I mean, she's won two fights so far. By the way, we screwed up the Pastor Renick. He beat R.C. Collins. We thought he'd beaten Bob Green or something. Bob Green beat R.C. Collins. That was it. Not Jeff Dowder.
Well, who are you talking about?
I think we were talking to Bob Green last week, trying to figure out who he had beat in the early going.
Yes, it was R.C. Collins.
It was R.C. And it was a really close fight, too. So anyway, all of that is to say that Friday night at 6 o'clock Pacific, right here at PhilHenryShow.com, you'll be able to hear Jack I. Gagner, myself. I think we'll have Joe Dickhead, General.
Yeah, I'll be there along with, I'll be there with Dickhead. I think I've got to pick him up and drive him over.
Who was Dickhead?
Joe Dickhead did football picks for us. But Jack I. Gagner for sure, General Shaw, and we'll be doing the color commentary along with the blow-by-blow.
You know what? I don't like that term, and I told, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Well, if we got to say it, Margaret.
I don't want to hear blow-by-blow, and if I do hear blow-by-blow, then I want an explanation.
Well, she wants it you want it to be vetted.
What do you mean, vetted?
She wants it explained, right?
Who's she?
Well, Margaret, just be quiet for a minute. What?
Margaret wants, when you say blow-by-blow, say, I mean, I guess you should do is, we're giving you the blow-by-blow, and we don't mean blowjob.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So that's what you want him to say.
Well, how else am I going to have it said, Phil? I want to make very, very sure that people know this is a bar fight.
It's a bar fight because we're telling them it's a bar fight.
If they tune in right when I Gagner says, giving you the blow-by-blow, okay?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, call it what you want.
So you want I gagged her to say, this is the blow by blow, and I don't mean...
What an asshole.
Hey, Margaret.
No, I mean it, Phil.
No, you know what? You're the asshole for coming up with a screwball.
What did you call me? And you better smile when you say it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you that.
Margaret, come on, be reasonable for crying out loud. He's not going to say, we're giving you the blow-by-blow, and I don't mean blowjob.
Well, then what do you suggest?
How about this? We're giving you the blow-by-blow.
Get to the microphone. Sorry.
How about we give you the blow-by-blow, and I don't mean oral. No, I know. Wait. We're giving you the blow-by-blow, and we don't mean Margaret's giving pastorenic oral sex.
No, no, no. The blow-by-blow, and we don't mean Margaret. I don't want my name mentioned at all.
Margaret, I doubt seriously if we're going to allow that.
What are you talking about?
I doubt seriously if we were going to allow him to say that. I just don't find it to be classy. I don't find it to be very friendly. You know, I mean, I realize we do a lot of vulgarity on this show, but that doesn't sound very family-friendly to me. We're giving you the blow-by-blow, and I don't mean blowjob.
Well, you're laughing, so you think the whole thing's a big joke.
Well, Margaret, you're pointing it. You know, it'd be better if you just ignored it.
That would be the best thing.
Why do you say that?
Because blow by blow, everybody knows what that means. It means a fist fight, you know? It means a fight. Blow by blow means a fight. If you say blow by blow and we don't mean blowjob, everybody's going to start thinking about blowjob.
Man, I'll think about it.
Yeah, you do that, okay?
Don't, Phil, don't do it, man. Don't do it. 10 years for killing an enlisted man.
Margaret, thank you very much, and I'll take that under advisement. Good God almighty, man. What a long way to run for nothing. World famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to it. Jack, I get you. He's got the traffic, Jack.
Hey, Billy, I'm picking up people right now. And, excuse me, I'll go off our pardon. I've jumped Don Pardo out of the plane. We had him here last night. Don Pardo jumped him out of the plane left at first half. Here on the south side of the rundown, we got a gray rundown going on here on the Harbor Freeway coming up to the interchange right now. The third street interchange. There's a slap pass and a slap dance and slap right from the one down there. It's going. Let's go over to the Skidland. It's going to Skyboy.
Hey, welcome on the west side down the 405 freeway. There's Vandermeer and Ben Johnson. There's out there on Vandermeer Air Force Base. We're going to be shooting up rockets at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And look at the weather satellite on the build up to get that Patrick missile when we go all the way up to the Marshall Islands. Let's go to the sky, baby.
What I'm trying to say is... Yeah!
Richtofen's Records and Tapes, the only record store you'll ever need. Richtofen's Records and Tapes, we defy the internet to try to outdo us for records, songs, recordings. Richtofen's Records and Tapes, ah, who are we kidding? We can't compete with the internet and all those free downloads and all that pirated material. Who are we kidding?
Remember those days? That's right, those are the days when you could go into the record store and buy yourself your favorite record, your favorite song, going down to the mall shop, get some malt, then come on back to your house, play a song of the record player that you like. Why don't you do that anymore? Go out internet, you can't find that. If you have mouth lock, you'll know what that man's going through. Mouth lock affects one out of every two people. That's right. At some point in your life, you'll experience mouth lock. You'll want to say one thing and something else. Mouth lock, just like it happened to me right there. That's right. Good. I'm glad you're on your toes. Mouth lock. It's being treated now at Gergen Clinic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ralph Gergen. I've been treating mouth lock since 1963, and I know I can help you. I just know I can. I can't prove it. Frankly, I don't have a whole lot of... I don't know how I can convince you, but I know I can help you.
Mouth lock. It affects one out of every two, maybe three people.
I'm Dr. Ralph Gergen. Come to the Ralph Gergen Mouth Lock Clinic. Bring a lot of money. Cash only. We'll see what we can do.
Mouth lock. At the Gergen Clinic. 4863 Imperial Highway in Sleaserville.
Motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. Motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. Motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. Motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Climbing the charts from Tiny Tyler Tucker Swenson. Available now on Bobco Records and Tapes. Download it now wherever you find it for free. Hi, this is Boyd Skybaby Sweet Tan. This is how I really sound when I'm just kicking it with friends, but every morning you can hear me doing the traffic on the world famous Phil Henry Show, the Boyd Skybaby Sweet Tan Traffic Reports. That's me, Boyd Skybaby Sweet Tan, giving you traffic from a baby's point of view, the infant eye view of traffic. From me, Boyd Skybaby Sweet Tan. Yeah! Yeah! People all over the world say to me, Boyd, I just can't wait for you to crash your chopper into that water tower. It's so bitchin'. Boyd Skybaby Sweet Tan, traffic mornings of the Phil Henry Show.
this guy's guitar work is just outstanding.
Well, you're being sarcastic, right?
No, I'm not. I could... Yeah.
Yeah, General, you're dancing and stuff.
What's it to you? Pretty good, General. What are you doing there? I don't know what I'm doing. It's some step that I remember from years ago.
All right. What is that? It's a song called... It's called Cucumber Nation, believe it or not.
No, it's called Cucumber Lotion.
No, it's called Cucumber Lotion.
That's what I just said. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, listen. Before we get to anything else, before we do anything else, before we are anything else, before we become anything else, God knows what we'll mutate into. Over the next few minutes, time now for Ted's Beverly Hills. And let's head out to Ted. We'll also be talking to Pastor William Rennick out there.
Ted's Beverly Hills.
You just said, I don't know what that is.
Steakhouse.
Well, let's find out now. Hey, Ted, it's Phil Henry and the gang. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Phil, we're doing fantastically well, and we're looking forward to having everybody out here for Bar Fight Championship 1. You're going to use the Roman numeral. You're going to have to make that donut hole bigger.
Make the hole bigger.
What a horrible...
Hey, now.
Dickman, why don't you clean your act up, okay? Make the...
All right, why did you do that?
He just said make the hole bigger.
So?
So I'm ad-libbing and I'm improvising.
You're ad-libbing and you're what? What did you say?
Improvising.
Improvising. Well, improvise with somebody else, okay? Don't take a commercial that I sweated, and I mean I sweated for this commercial for years, and don't take it. I've told you the story time and time again. Don't take it and turn it into your own personal little toilet that you get to just splash around in, all right? You may have your own personal toilet somewhere. This isn't it. Ted's of Beverly Hills isn't your personal toilet.
I mean, Ted...
No. I've had to explain this to the kid before.
I'm sorry.
All right,
very good. All right, can we get to the business at hand?
Yeah, okay, Margaret. I was just making sure that Dickman...
I know, wasn't turning Ted's of Beverly Hills into his personal...
Oh, you're laughing.
It does strike me as funny.
Yeah, well, all right, listen. This is Robert, Mr. Bell. You are going to be hosting Bar Fight 1, the Bar Fight Championship, at... Your warehouse.
Right, the Waverly Warehouse downtown. We have all of, we've got a temporary bar set up. I would have it at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but there's no way. There's no way that I'm going to have my restaurant and my bar, obviously, torn to pieces so that, you know, your audience can get their laughs. I understand, Phil, that it's, you know, a part and parcel of the show. Is anybody going to say anything, or am I going to just talk?
No, I got to just, I was going over some of the things in the contract.
Yeah.
You're going over what?
Going over some of the stuff in the contract, and,
No, wait. Hold the phone. I talked to David G. Hall.
That stuff in the contract here specifies that if we really feel we need to, we can use your restaurant if...
Now, hold the phone on that, all right? I told Hall... Yeah, I know that's... Oh, man.
If we don't feel that the warehouse is going to be a good setting for this, we feel that, you know, we're picking up the cost and all the damages.
It doesn't matter. You're going to be chasing people out of the place. They're going to think they're going to think it's some kind of a dump, some sort of a dockside, seaside toilet. Forgive me, Margaret. Some place that Margaret, you know, you're a great singer, Margaret, but some place they book Margaret into to sing.
I know the places they book me into. First of all, they don't book me into places that are big enough to have this kind of a bar fight.
So you propose to have it at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
All right, Ted, don't start bawling. The contract says we can if we need to, meaning if we don't think the warehouse setting is sufficient.
Now, I'll jump in here, Ted, and ask Phil, what is sufficient?
Well, it's one thing to have a bar room that has, like, permanent fixtures, lights, windows, and bar stools.
What makes you think bar stools are a permanent fixture?
At your place they are, aren't they?
What an F.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, Ted... You put your name on the dotted line.
I don't need to be reminded, okay? I thought it'd be a great promotion for my restaurant. I didn't know when I had my bar, the Prime Rib Room, one of the best cocktail lounges in the whole city. Wow. Oh, wow.
That doesn't matter. You sound like you're in pain.
I am. Ow. It feels like I've got just a driving knife pain in my gut.
All right, listen, Phil, isn't there some way you can strike a happy medium here?
Yeah, we won't have it at the Prime Rib Room. We'll go ahead and have it down in the warehouse. It's a lot of temporary stuff.
But you know what you got down there in the warehouse? All kinds of light fixtures, all kinds of beer glasses, all everything, man. Stuff you can pick up and throw, okay?
Yeah, but it's not... Is it going to sound like an authentic bar room?
What difference does it make? It's going to be... You're not going to be televising the damn thing.
Well, there's a good point, Phil. As long as it sounds good.
Yeah. As long as I've got something to pick up and throw, and more to the point, as long as there's a bar there, if I need to, and I say this with all due respect to Pastor Rennick, and I know he's going to be on in just a moment, if I need to, Pastor Rennick, to grab you by the back of your head and slam your face into the bar...
Well, let's,
No, into the bar...
Boy, that's... Woo!
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Then it is available to me.
All right, I think that's down there at the warehouse, right?
Yeah, we got a bar down there that's permanent. See, look, we use that for all kinds of things, training cocktail waitresses, training bartenders. We go down there for supplies. It's a place where we keep basically all of the things we use in the prime rib room, including, I'll have you know, I think there's a piano down there. I heard somebody got a piano bench dropped on their head. That wasn't, I think I heard that last week.
Yeah, that was done there at your warehouse.
Right, so we have that. We got it all, and I'm just asking you to use that instead of my restaurant, because you...
Well, you know, again, it's in the contract. I was just reading it myself.
What do you got to do with it?
Because Phil asked me to look it over.
I asked for a little help looking it over.
Oh, boy, look at this. You don't even have an attorney.
Hey, look at Bell. Take it easy, okay? I'm looking at it. Doesn't mean I've got any kind of enforcement power over it. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, well, thank you. So what are you trying to do? Are you trying to give me a heart attack here?
No, man. I'm not going to give you a heart attack. If you don't want us to use the prime rib room, we won't use the prime rib room. Besides, you know, Rudy is a part owner there, and I don't want to see his income affected.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's... So, me, you don't care. Rudy...
You own the whole restaurant.
Well, what difference does it... Oh, my God. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Phil, I'm listening to all of this. You know, Ted, he's had a tough week, you know. I mean, the Dumfies come in, they slap him around... try to get the money out.
You didn't hear about that, did you? Huh?
About what?
About the Dunphys coming in. They slapped me around. They said I owed them on the Senators and the damn... What's the name of that god?
The Penguins?
Yeah, they said I owed them on the Penguin Senators. I said, I took the Penguins. They said, no, you didn't. You took the Senators. I said, let me see the slip. And they said, what slip? You did it verbally. I said, well, you know. Then there's nothing in writing, and they said, who cares? They slapped me around in the office, then took me out to the parking lot, slapped me around some more.
Did you pay up?
No.
All right, folks.
Well, what is it with, oh my God, what's it with you, Henry? Did you pay up?
Yeah, did you pay up?
No, I did not. So then they slapped me around some more, and then they put me back in my office and sat me down in my chair and put a hat on me and set my, you know, my legs up to make it look like I was awake and...
What, were you unconscious?
Briefly, yeah. So
what is going on with you, Bell? Why are you doing all of that?
It's extremely dangerous.
It's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, bet on these guys, and the Dunphy brothers slap you around.
The Dunphy brother? There's a bunch of them.
The brothers, they're slapping you around.
Now, when we say brothers, these guys are white guys.
We know that, Bell. Look, don't try to piss me off.
We all know that. Talking about the Dunphy brothers coming and slapping you around because you ain't paying off. Why don't you pay off?
Oh, well, look at who is doing the enforcing now.
I'm not doing it for, I'm just wondering, why don't, if you place a bet, why don't you pay it up?
These guys are getting you, they're giving you credit, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you pay up?
I didn't lose that bet, I bet on the Penguins.
They claim you bet on Ottawa.
Yeah, that's what they claim. Yeah, hold on a minute. Hey, Joey Dunphy's here, Phil, hold on. I hear you talking about me. Well, what about it? What about it? You, ow, ow, ow. Now, get out of here.
Did he slap you?
No, I slapped him. Now, I got to tell you...
Will you come on and quit screwing around?
It didn't work, Joey. Look, Phil, all I need to do...
Was that Joey Dunphy or not?
No, it wasn't. It was Enrique from the restaurant. All I want to do...
If Joey Dunphy hears that...
If Joey Dunphy hears that, then good for him. He hears it. That'll be the first thing he's heard in years, all right? Joey Dunphy is 91 years old. Oh, wow.
Well, we didn't know.
All right, well, now you do. You know, what does that got to do with anything?
You're telling me a Dunphy brother is in there.
Good job, Enrique. They bought it.
Thank you.
So, what I'm trying to say is the following thing. You come on in here, Margaret, on Friday night for the bar fight. It happens at 6 o'clock Pacific on the Phil Henry Show website. Everything will be in readiness. Pastor William Rennick will be in readiness. The bar room will be in readiness there at the Waverly Warehouse there in downtown L.A. We're in the warehouse district there, right off of downtown.
Now, are people going to be watching this live?
Just a select few. Some of the folks from the restaurant, most of the people are going to be enjoying it right there on your webcast, but some of the people from the restaurant will be in. So we will have a little bit of a live crowd there.
Going to be serving drinks?
Might as well, you know.
Well, all right. So if you're serving drinks, I want access to those glasses.
Yes, ma'am. So it starts at 6, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. So you say Jack I. Gagner, huh?
Jack I. Gagner and myself and General Shaw, and perhaps Joe Dickhead, depending on his availability. So that's
And Rudy, what did Rudy say? Why is it that we lost Rudy there?
What I was saying to you is, don't worry for me about the primary room getting tore up. Because even if the primary room got tore up, Ted is going to have to pay too, because, you know, he's liable for damages. That's just the way it is.
That's what I tried to tell him. He wouldn't listen.
Well, that's just the way it is.
Okay, all right, fine. We just were wondering. But we like the idea of a permanent bar.
Yeah, I understand it. But they're going to use the warehouse, so.
Ted, thanks a lot.
Is that Joey Dunphy?
Yeah, it's Joey Dunphy.
Hey, Phil.
I heard the impression.
Oh, this is the real Joey Dunphy.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, listen, Bell, we've had enough.
This is the real Joey Dunphy. Ow!
Is that you, Ted?
No, that was Joey. Years ago.
That guy, Bell, he talks about how his business is in danger and he's losing money.
Yeah, he's always crying poor.
But when we get him on the air and we begin to feel sorry for him, then he pulls a stunt like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to say Joey Dunphy.
I wouldn't know Joey Dunphy if I fell on him. The guy's 91. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then,
well, maybe he's 91, but he can kick somebody's ass. You never know that either.
Now, we do have a little replay, Margaret, of the Bob Green fight. You just absolutely buried him.
Well, you know, this was one of those, it was one of those fights that you could see coming from a mile off.
And here's a little bit of the action from last week in the semifinal number 2, Margaret Gray taking on Bob Green in bar fight number 2.
Right there. Give me that beer glass. You're not gonna do that, are you?
Greg!
Smile when you say that. Okay, you didn't have that. Try that.
La 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 la.
Wow.
Jesus H.
Yeah, I had what I had there was a big heavy lamp and a bar stool. The big one was the piano bench.
Yeah, the piano bench came at about 10 minutes and 31 seconds in a fight.
Now, I want everyone to know.
You know, Dickman, you got that out very well. Very good. Very good for a guy that barely uses his mouth properly.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to tell everybody that a bar fight just goes until it ends, until somebody's knocked out. There are no rounds.
Yes, it is a straight-on fight until the finish, until someone is unconscious.
And you feel very confident.
Oh, yes, I feel very confident. Yes, indeed.
Go on over to our fan page, facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. And bet on who you think should win the bar fight championship between Margaret Gray and Pastor William Rennick. We'll have that fight for you on Friday night. But go over and vote, make a comment, and if we draw your name, you could be the winner of a Phil Henry Show download. Wow.
From PhilHenryShow.com.
Hey, Phil, don't start underselling a 91-year-old. You'll never know. You may be walking down the street one night and a 91-year-old comes up to you and says, "Give me all your money," and you hand him your wallet and he goes, "Four lousy greens, you cheap creep." What the hell is this?
World famous Phil Henry Show is what it is.
Very neat.
Be right back.
Yeah. World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Eddie Roundtop. Have you been into the greatest jazz club in L.A. yet? Spoiled Macaroni. That's the place. Come on into the Spoiled Macaroni and sit down, have yourself a drink, and enjoy some of the top jazz in all of Los Angeles, Southern California, California, and the United States of America. The Spoiled Macaroni, we're 1521 Lucan, and that's in the city of Harbortown. Spoiled Macaroni, a great place to come and enjoy great jazz. And have some of our macaroni. It's spoiled. Spoiled Macaroni, 2115 Lucan in Harbortown. Do you miss those great used car experiences from the days of yore? Remember when the guy would nickel and dime you right past your price point and charge you $500 more than you wanted to pay for the car? Well, you can get it all at Cheesy Jim's right now. That's right. He'll harangue you. He'll bother you. He'll just bullcrap you to death. You'll be tired. You'll be wanting to go home. And you'll wind up spending $1,000 more than you wanted on the car when you really were trying to get him down about $300 below the price. That's what Cheesy Jim can do for you. He'll wreck your morale. He'll ruin your evening. He'll destroy your bank account. He'll take your money. And he'll leave you crying in a heap next to a busted down car. And he'll leave you crying in a heap next to a busted down car three blocks from Cheesy Jim's. It's the old-fashioned used car experience. Cheesy Jim's at 1651 Poyderson Street. Take the 16 exit right off of Cloydris, then go down about 15 yards, turn left, then turn right, then run it right into a wall, then go unconscious, then have them take you out of the car, then dream about going to Cheesy Jim's, then wake up, then get cured, then actually go to Cheesy Jim's. That sounds like a lot. You know what? I don't recommend that. Just go straight into Cheesy Jim's. Take the Fester Boulevard. That's it, yeah. Cheesy Jim's. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. So, all kinds of political hoo-ha and this and that going on. Donald Trump returning from Europe and the Middle East and declaring his trip over there to be a smashing success, Margaret. And we're going to have Jack Armstrong on in a second to talk about it. What do you think?
Well, what do I think? I think that Donald Trump is going to say what he's going to say. He's going to say it was a great achievement, and people will believe him, and that we'll go on from there. But whether or not it was, I leave that to the experts. I read where he said it was going to be the greatest trip overseas or something like that.
Well, Jack, you were on the trip with the president. What did you think?
It's very interesting to sit and to listen to Donald Trump, Phil. I've done that a half a dozen times since I started to cover the White House for the Phil Henry Show. Donald Trump is a man who has great confidence in his ability to negotiate the different deals that he has negotiated. Whether or not Donald Trump has done a good job in Europe or not, I think time will tell. But there's no question that in going to the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, then the other countries that he talked about, and all of the guys down there in the bed sheets that were...
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. You can't... we're live.
Okay, all right. Well, you want me to go back?
Well, there's no going back. We're live.
All right. You objected to what?
Can't say bed sheet.
Well, all right. Donald Trump went into the Middle East and spoke with the leaders of the different Middle East countries. These guys with the turbans and the towels wrapped around their head.
You can't say towels wrapped around the head.
Sorry.
Now, what are you doing, Armstrong?
I'm trying to do the report from the Middle East as the way that I understand it.
Yeah, but if you say towel wrapper or something like that.
You want me to say towel wrapper?
No, man. Just say that. You don't even have to reference their clothes.
Well, people are not going to know what I'm talking about.
Yes, they will. You're saying Saudi Arabia, Syria.
Yeah, but I mean, what does that look like?
I think people are smart enough to know, okay?
God damn, Armstrong, you want to get everybody in trouble?
What is with everybody over there? You people are talking like you're going insane, screaming at me and everything.
I'm sorry, but you can't say bedsheet and towels and...
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, we can't roll back or nothing, huh?
No, we're live.
Donald Trump went to the Middle East and spoke with the leaders of the Middle East about arms deals. He also spoke to some of the other leaders, a lot of guys in monkey suits, looking like...
What's with the monkey suit?
What's with you all of a sudden?
Hey, Armstrong, did Henry...
Hey, I'm taking orders from one guy, not four.
All right, let me tell you. You can't say monkey suit, you can't say bed sheets, you can't say wrapping towels. All right, what next? What did he do after this?
What did he do after what?
After he was in the Middle East.
Oh, well, then Donald Trump went up to Italy, and then he went to France, too, and he met that guy, he met the new president, Macron, and they had a handshake, was very interesting. They were squeezing each other's hands until they turned white. It was like a white-knuckle handshake, and Trump had to let go because it looked like he was going to start to cry or something, I don't know what. Then the next thing they did...
Like he was going to cry.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he was or not, but that Macron guy was squeezing it. But that frog... I'm sorry, I said frog.
What is it that's all of a sudden...
I don't know. Who is talking to you, Jack, about this?
About what?
About how to call people, what to reference people.
How to call people?
Why did you call a guy a frog? That is a derogatory term.
I'm sorry. It's a word that I grew up with.
You gotta be... You're on the news... You're doing news here, pal. All right, you're doing news.
Yeah, you're doing news. It's got to sound classy.
I know it's got to sound classy. All right, so where was I?
He was in France.
Yeah, so Donald Trump was in France. He talked to this Frenchie. Nah, shit.
You know, maybe he's not up for this. Do you want to just not do it?
Oh, I got the whole thing written here. He talked to the guy, Macron. Then he went over and talked to this Schnitzel.
Oh, my God.
Angela Merkel?
Yes, that's the Angela Merkel and all the rest of the Fritz, not Fritz. Talk to Angela Merkel and the not a, okay, I didn't say Krell. Angela Merkel.
You know, it's too bad we are live. We could edit this and make it sound almost coherent.
You're going to have to take a run at this another time and get the words right.
All right, but I got to look, I'm almost done. He went over to Germany, he talked to Angela Merkel, and they went over, and then they went to the beer garden, and they started drinking beers. And, well, Donald Trump didn't, because he doesn't drink alcoholic beverages. But they went over there, and they probably had sauerkraut and pig's knuckles, because that's what these heinies have. I'm sorry,
Yeah, then what?
Okay. What do you mean, then what?
Then where did he go? Did he go to Italy? I think he went to Italy, right? Did he go over there to see the guineas and the grease balls?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
All right, Phil, look, you sent me to Europe. You wanted me to do a report on this, and I'm trying to do the report.
Every damn country that Trump goes to, you got the guinea and the, you know.
I didn't even get to Italy yet. The general was saying that.
Well, isn't that what you wrote down?
Yeah. But, I mean, I did it better than the general.
Oh, I see. All right, so you wrote it out real good, huh?
Yeah, it's... I'm sorry, but this is my first international trip. Now, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. He was in a meeting. They had everybody, the guy from Montenegro. That was the guy that he pushed out of the way. And you've seen there that Canuck Trudeau.
Canadian.
Canadian Trudeau. And you had, there was Merkel there, too. And then there was the French.
You know what? I think this guy, he couldn't do sports. He can't do politics.
What do you mean I can't do sports? I did a really good job with sports.
No, you didn't. You sucked at sports. Remember, you wanted to be put back on the politic beat?
Well, I mean, so that was it from my standpoint. I thought it was successful. And, you know, being around Donald Trump, you're very informal. It feels good. It feels right Saturday night. And so sometimes you're going to go, hey, look at that greaseball stuff. And you don't want to say it, but you get relaxed into it.
Yeah, and that's because that's the tone that is set by this president.
No, it's not. It's the way, it's just the kickback. I talked to Sean Spicer the other day, Phil, you know. And I said, Sean, everything is so loose. It's loosey-goosey, huh? And he goes, yeah. See? So he agreed with that.
That's all he said?
Well, he was very depressed because I think Trump had just ripped him an ass. That was the only thing about this trip. We'd see Sean every day, and he'd be down in the dumps and go, what, did Trump rip you an ass again? He goes, yeah. Next day, hey, Trump ripped you an ass, didn't he? Yeah. And next day, hey, Trump really tore your new ass, didn't he? He goes, yeah, he did, you know. And he'd just throw his arms up and get upset. And suddenly, I said, what are you pissed at me for? I'm not the guy tearing your new ass. Trump is. He goes, yeah, you know, and then he finally just, he avoided me the rest of the time.
Well, no, I would too, man. You got to remind him getting his ass ripped.
All I did was walk up to the guy and go, I hear you got your ass ripped.
Nobody wants to be reminded of that. And I understand, I'll be honest with you, Margaret, I don't know if you, do you know Sean Spicer?
I knew Sean very briefly. He's a wonderful guy. Very, very well liked by the Washington press corps. He used to be a very happy-go-lucky guy. He used to dish. He was wonderful. You know, he was a good source for material. And since he's gone to work for this man, Trump, he is depressed. He looks almost suicidal. Down in the dumps, he looks clinically, endogenously depressed. He looks like he needs to be on meds. Is that your read, Jack?
Well, you know, if you're telling me, does he need drugs? Don't we all? But for me, I think...
Jack Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, from... Europe, he'll be back home. He's still there?
Yeah, he's still there covering, I think,
Don't just slow down. He's covering what?
Covering a soccer match for another station.
Covering a soccer? What's going on now?
No, probably the Champions League.
Oh, the Champions League. Okay. All right, folks. Thank you very much, Jack. So, anybody have a take on that?
Well, you know, besides the fact that Jack's the wrong guy to send over there, because he's very impressionable. I'm not going to attribute all that stuff to Trump. I think Jack is just a slob and doesn't speak well.
Well, I don't think it's the very best, I don't think it's the best environment for someone trying to be objective. You've got a president who is hostile to the press corps, and I think a lot of guys are going to be bending over backwards to try to get in and say and do anything they can.
Right, seeing it, you talk about a greaseball, that Donald Trump likes that.
I would say so, yes.
Man, I don't know if you can say that. I mean, Donald Trump was over there. Did he talk to the Italians?
He was talking to the troops.
Yeah, he talked to the troops in Sicily.
Well, I wouldn't chalk that up to Trump. Oh, I think I better start using terms like kraut and frog because I'm with Donald Trump.
You know what? You go ahead. All you guys there, you think, well, I just think that I want to think the best of people. Go ahead and be, you know, a little candy, little Mary Janes.
Look at the pair on that, will you?
What are you looking at?
Will you come on? Sorry, I was looking at the NFL Network channel.
So anyway, turn that off. The, boy, she does have a big pair.
Hey, Margaret, all right, thank you very much, folks. We're going to be back.
I didn't finish.
But that's all right. We don't need it to be finished. We'll be right back.
Don't miss
all. Vernon Dozier's going to join us, folks. You know, the three levels of discipline at football camp. The three levels of discipline at football camp with Vernon Dozier.
Why don't you spit it out, Phil, or just give up on it?
Three levels of discipline at football camp with Vernon Dozier. One, you dig your own grave. Two, you're wrapped in a dirt blanket. Three, you're a tractor dummy. And we're going to find out what tractor dummy stands for. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Seelberg's Hardware. You've got an extra special tough job around the house? Seelberg's Hardware is here. Seelberg's Hardware has everything. Seelberg's Hardware has toilet seats, hammers, jackhammers, chaise lounges, barbecues, everything. Seelberg Hardware. And if you can't find it at Seelberg Hardware, it doesn't exist. It's never been invented. Seelberg Hardware. We've got popcorn machines. We have tea kettles. We've got cars. It's all there at Seelberg Hardware. Seelberg Hardware. Last year, a man came in and asked us if we had this and that. Well, we loaded him up with the equipment that he needed. 6 months later, a monster is seen terrorizing the countryside out where he lived, out there near Castleberry, I think it was. Seelberg Hardware. He created a monster. From the shit he got at Seelberg Hardware. Seelberg Hardware. We're all over the country. We're everywhere. Just like dog shit. Seelberg Hardware.
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, and we return you now to Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Vernon Dozier is the head football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and he's not a stranger to these airwaves at all. Oh, no, you're not at parent-teacher night. Where are you?
All right, now I'm having myself a bipede, Phil, and I'll be heading home. I'm actually in the teacher's lounge at school, but we were going to have a parent night tonight, but they moved it on to Friday night.
Oh, that's a good night for a parent-teacher night, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be the last one of the year. And because our school year ends in the mid-June, so it's the last one of the year, and we asked the parents, we had to move some things around, and many of them were gracious enough to say, you know, please do move things around, but we're not going to be there because it is a Friday night, and we're not sure.
So they're not going to be there?
A lot of them won't be here, but they were gracious enough to say, nice try. I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? It's Margaret Gray. Coach, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. What do you mean, isn't that interesting?
Well, I think that you've got a problem there with those parents, don't you?
No, we don't have a problem with the parents. We said we have to move parent-teacher night to Friday night. They said, good luck, because we're not going to be there. We said, thank you. I mean, I thought it was very respectful.
I don't see any reason for them saying we're not going to be there. Friday night is a tough night.
Yeah, it's a very tough night.
But it's the last one of the year, toward the end of the school year, you said.
Yes, but you have to understand, these are very wealthy people. These are very wealthy people.
What has that got? I'm wealthy. What has that got to do with it?
I don't know if you're as wealthy as these people. I mean, you live in Santa Monica. These are people that, you know, they live in the upper fringe.
I'm very well. Get a load. Where do you get off talking to me about my economic status?
I'm just trying to tell you that these are extremely wealthy people, and they're busy on Friday nights going to all of these operas and jazz like that. You know, I mean, they're not going to go to a Terran teacher.
What do you mean a Terran teacher?
A parent teacher. Hold on, Phil. I gotta get my asthma.
Oh, Coach, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, it's okay. Okay. They're not gonna be going to a parent-teacher. We're still gonna have it.
I probably like one parent will show up, and we'll go there. We had our parent-teacher night. One parent showed up.
Well, is it going to be a parent from your class?
I don't know, but we all have to be there in case it's, you know, if it's our parent.
All right, anyway.
I know it sounds weird, folks, but you know what? We're a private school, and we do things our way.
Well, that's why I'm a big proponent of public schools.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you very much. I'll take that under advisement. I'm just giving you the information.
All right, Coach. Don't rub it in and rub it in and keep rubbing it until it suddenly starts feeling good, and then the two of us...
Jesus. What the hell?
Wow, that's...
No, it's not anything.
Coach Dozier. We wanted to talk to you now about a tractor dummy.
That's why I'm here.
And this is a step, I guess it's the next step from dirt blanket?
Yeah, dirt blanket is, we had a lot of complaints from people. We didn't have complaints from parents, by the way. We had a lot of complaints from people who were not parents, who were listeners to your show, talking to us about what we should do and shouldn't do. And I told them, I said, okay, let's get something clear here. Do you listen to Phil Henry's show? And they go, yeah, we do. I said, okay, I'm not going to be doing anything that you tell me to do. So back off, because I can smell your breath over the phone.
Well, why were you insulting these people?
Because I don't have time for people that are not parents. And they're all, F you, and they're hanging, and then they call back, and they burp, or they fart into the phone. Well, what's so funny, Dickman? Were you one of the people that did it?
No.
You're not encouraging people to crank call a coach.
No, I wasn't. I mean, there might have been people that I know.
Yeah, see, I figured it was one of Dickman's friends. I knew it.
Dickman, don't do that. You know, people are going to call him, they're going to call him.
I didn't do anything. I said, Coach Dozier is on the show. And I said, yeah, we thought he sucked. I go, well, he's at Belmar Academy.
Did you give him the phone number?
If I gave him a phone, still they could get it in a book.
Dickman, will you just leave well enough alone?
Well, let me tell you what. I had to deal with people farting into their phone and belching and going, hee-hee-hee. So it went on. But what Tractor Dummy is a test of a young man's willingness to play on our football team. If you dig your own grave and then you get a dirt blanket wrapped around you and you're still screwing up and you're still dropping passes and you're still misreading the offense or you're still misreading the defense or you're throwing interceptions or you're not holding a block. Or you're not pulling and running and getting out in front of the running back. You do all of the many, many things that can be done that are mistakes that the players make on defense or offense. Then we have what's called Tractor Dummy. Now, Tractor Dummy is when we bury the student up to the neck, so he's in a dirt blanket.
He's in a dirt blanket, and then Tractor Dummy is the motorcycle, right?
Yes, it's a motorcycle, the Harley-Davidson. And what we do is we race right at the kid and just basically scare him. We say... So you can't get that play right. Guess what? If you can't stop a running back, if you can't make sure that you bat down a pass, if you can't rush that quarterback, it's almost like that motorcyclist coming right at you, Tractor Dummy. And as I go by, I say it like that. So I tell the kid, you've earned Tractor Dummy because you couldn't, hold that block. You've earned Tractor Dummy, this and that. And then I go by the kid. We got a tape of this. This is Coach Wormland. Is this Coach Wormland on the bike? And then I've got a bullhorn, and I go, Tractor Dummy. Here it is. Here. Tractor Dummy. All right, so you heard a little bit of that.
I heard a kid scream.
What was the kid screaming at?
Because Coach Werblin went right near him, almost, didn't run him down or anything.
So they never hit them with the bike?
No, they never hit him with the bike. That's ridiculous. What we're doing is we're going right at him and we're saying, you become a tractor dummy.
Now, a tractor dummy is what exactly?
What difference does it make, Phil?
A tractor dummy is you are pretending you're a crop. You're pretending like, let's say you're pretending like you're just old corn and he's got to come along and plow you under. That's what you are, a tractor dummy. So here's another one here. Now, this was Tiny Blankenship, who was a defensive, he's a linebacker, and he couldn't make a tackle. So here it is. Coach Werblin. He's revving back. Tractor Dummy. Yay! All right, that was Tiny Blankenship.
Good. You know what that is? It's torture.
No, it's not torture. It is, but the kids willingly... Do Tractor Dummy.
Do you give them a choice?
What do you mean, do I give him a choice? This is discipline, Ms. Gray. This is something the kids have to do.
So if a kid screws up, he's going to be digging his own grave.
That's right. Where did I ever get, you know, I thought I got all of this out of the way with you people last season.
Well, Coach, you told us about digging their own grave, and you told us about Dirt Blanket. But Tractor Dummy sounds like you're putting the fear of Jesus into them.
Bingo, right there. Hey, how about that? Boy, you got it on the first try.
All right, don't be a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass. General, I'm telling you, what are you? You absolutely hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. I'm putting the fear of Jesus into them. All right, check this one out here. This is Coach Tank, and this is one of the defensive backs who couldn't make the tackle, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear that one. Coach Bank. Tractor Dummy. Sometimes I jump on the bullhorn and I'll say something like that.
We're talking with Coach Vernon Dozier of Bellmar Academy.
Are you there?
I'm right here, Coach. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I heard you suddenly go, we're talking to Coach Vernon.
Yeah, I mean, I heard what you said. And what you're saying is, you know, you say things like Tractor Dummy and you wrote, excuse me, the other one's Feels Good.
Yeah, sometimes you say Feels Good. What you're trying to do is you're telling the kid that if you do not make that play, then the hell that you're living in, being Tractor Dummy, that's the hell that you should be in. You should be in hell. And this is what I tell all the kids. On this football team, on the Bellmar Academy Slaughterhouse team, if you don't make a play on football, in football, you should be in hell. In hell. In not just the Christian hell, in the Catholic hell.
Well, what is the difference?
What's the difference? Hey, Bobby, I'm talking to a lady over here.
Hey, Coach.
Sorry, but I'm telling you, it is the Catholic hell is everlasting, eternal damnation and fire, that kind of jazz. Now, the other kind of Christian hell, the Protestant hell, is, you know, your skin peeling off and demons leaping on you, and it's far more colorful. The Catholic hell is just straight on burning. So I tell them, this is going to be the Catholic hell. And they go, well, Coach, it's burning. I said, yeah, but this is the Catholic hell, too, with motorcycles coming at you and your head sticking out of the dirt.
Well, how is that the Catholic hell?
Because I just said it was.
Okay, wow, what a dick.
Hey, I'm the guy that's got to train these kids.
All right, I understand. So, any complaints from parents?
Not a one.
No parent has complained.
No, none. And even if they could, they wouldn't. Because they know if they complain, their kid's off the team. And if you're pitched off of the Bellmar Academy Slaughterhouse Varsity football team, you ain't diddly squat, okay? I will tell you that right now. You are not Jack Doo-Doo. All right, not even Jack Doo-Doo, but Jack to do. Here's one. This is Coach Schaefer, and this was that kid who? That William Hunt kid. This kid was a linebacker. He couldn't make the tackle on a big, big dude coming at him last season, so here it is. I hit it. Tractor Dummy. Feels real good. So, what we're trying to do with these kids.
Boy, it sounds like you're having too much of a good time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say right there.
Yeah, it sounds like you're like torturing these kids for kicks.
For kicks? What kind of a man do you think I am, anyway?
Well, it sounds like you're someone that really gets his thrills scaring these kids half to death.
I do not get my at the very end, I can tell you this much. At the very end, when I go, feels good, yeah, I'm enjoying it. But I'm not enjoying it for the reasons you think. I'm not sitting there going, oh, we scared a kid. I'm enjoying it because of the power of the motorcycle and the fear. It's hard to, I can't explain it.
Yeah, what a load, man.
What was that, man?
Phil, you went, it was the weirdest laugh I ever heard.
Yeah, I mean.
What I'm saying is, that's the biggest load I've ever heard in my life. I can't explain it.
It's not sadistic, but when I see the bike tearing ass at the kid's head, it's just, it's fun.
It's fun. See, that's all any parent needs to know listening to this broadcast tonight.
Well, I can assure you, Ms. Gray, there's not a parent at Bellmar Academy that is going to pull their kid off of my team because they know that's the kid's last shot at manhood. Hey, here's Coach Worthen. Go ahead, Coach. Coach Worthen from last season. Try to tell me. Man, that was fun.
Coach Vernon Dozier with Tractor Dummy here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We thank you, Coach, for being with us. Okay?
I'm always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you. That sounds like Indian. That sounds like hippie dancing or something.
It's the end of the show is what it is.
Oh, okay. I closed everything out, huh?
Yeah, you closed it out all right.
All right. Well, listen, I want to remind my kids that I'm going to be here.
Coach Vernon Dozier.
Inspector Dummy! Now
it's time to That's nice. World Famous Phil Hendry Show. World Famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. See you guys tomorrow night. Or tomorrow sometime. Think back on all those times I must have been insane. For all the things that could have went wrong. Well, it's...